will begin asking. And when they ask, and only when they ask, is it good for you to begin telling them what you know. Most people who are standing in your shoes, who are having an experience like the one that you have described here, are actually doing something that never works. You get tuned in, you notice their life isn't working, and then you seek to get them to read this book or listen to this tape, and they can smell the rat, in other words, because what they feel you say, even if you don't put words to it, what they hear you say is, I see your life isn't working, and so why don't you try this so that you can fix your life? And they get defensive about it because they want their life to work, and even in your well-meaning trying to help them, you're fixated on the fact that their life is not working. So the best that you can do for anyone is just live through the power of your own example. And feel as good as you can feel. And sometime have a conversation as your mate says something negative or something that indicates that she's not buying it, she's not coming along with it. Just say lovingly and kiddingly to her, well, if you don't mind, I'm still going to see if I can't make it work for me. And who knows, you might just get some of the benefit from my alignment. In other words, just be playful about it. Whenever you try to answer a question that has not been asked, it's like pushing a noodle. In other words, imparting information to someone who is not asking for it is never a good idea. And then there's one more really important thing that we want to say to you, not only about your spouse, but about several people that you know. They are making their lives work in the way they are making their lives work. When Esther began receiving us, she saw that her own parents could benefit dramatically by this understanding. But she also understood that it was unlikely that they were going to come along with her into this understanding this time around. And everything that she tried to subtly present was rejected by them. They smelled that rat. And Esther began to notice that the more she tried to help, the worse it made it. So she stepped back from it and began focusing upon what they were doing that was making their life work in the way that their life was working. And even though there were a million things that Esther could see that could be better for them, she accepted that they were going about it in their way and stopped bringing herself unhappiness about them not being willing to find a way that it could be so much better. And they came to a very comfortable mutual arrangement where Esther never talked about anything that was important to her. To them. But she has so many others with whom she can share that part of her experience. And so her relationship with her parents was painful for her in the way that you're describing, in that it could have been more than it was. But there's no point in trying to get someone to want something that they don't clearly see. And it is the strongest message that we have to this room full of teachers. You have to let people be where they are, and you do your best to come into alignment and shine that bright light. And when they're ready, they will come, and you will recognize when the openings are there. And so in the same way that we were saying to someone yesterday, only eat when you are turned downstream. We say, only try to help someone when you are turned downstream. Only offer your encouragement to another when you are turned downstream. Just make sure that you're really living what you know. And in those moments, any inspiration that comes will always be right on track.
Well, we have sort of have the toothpaste problem.
Get in there a little closer.
I said, we sort of have the toothpaste problem that you were showing, twisting. I have that quite a bit. Over literally toothpaste.
Literally over. Well, what Jerry and Esther say commonly, Esther has said it for a very long time, and both of them feel it deeply, is that there is nothing in this world, no issue, no subject, no situation, nothing is more important to them than their harmony.
Than
their harmony. And what neither one of them understood, they used to think that what they were saying is, it is our harmony with each other that is most important. We would like to say to them that all along what they have individually